This is Joe coming to you from the USS Portland with the Friends Frontier podcast, give you my overview for the first season of Star Trek Lower Decks, as well as where the characters went with this first season. As far as the episodes go, I really enjoyed all the episodes. I know every week on Twitter I was saying like this episode is my favorite episode. So no, I really enjoyed all the episodes that we got this season. All 10 episodes were excellent. My overview, the whole season was excellent. I would say it's probably the best first season of Star Trek ever. Highly recommend it. Quick side break here. I did sign up for the Star Trek Lower Decks t-shirt subscription. Those t-shirts were really, really comfortable, and I really enjoyed the designs on them. Right now, I'm currently wearing my Badgie shirt. Badgie, I really like Badgie as well. Really hope we see some more Badgie here in the second season. I'm sure we will. But anyway, back to the actual show. As far as the character goes, Captain Freeman, I think she's gonna be really. I really like Captain Freeman. Really interested to see where they go with her Mariner's relationship in the second season, since everybody knows that they're mother and daughter now. That's not hidden in the background, and everybody's trying to figure out who knows what and who doesn't know what. So now it's all out in the open, and we get to see where that goes. Commander Ransom. I really like Commander Ransom. Jerry O'Connell does a really good job of playing him. It seems like a Commander Riker type character, but not as disciplined. So hopefully we'll get to see some improvements of Jerry O'Connell, because I think he could be a very good captain as well. Commander Ransom. I think Commander Ransom could be a very good commander once he gets more discipline. And we'll be interested to see where that goes with him as well. Now, Commander Shax, unfortunately, Commander Shax did not make it through the last episode. So we'll be interested to see where they go with him. Not expecting to kill off a character in a cartoon. Also was expecting this cartoon to be dynamic the way it is. I thought for sure it'd be a more static cartoon, but I like that there's carryovers between the episodes. And a storyline that carries over between the episodes, so it'll be really interesting to see what they do with that position. Now that there's a security ops position open on the bridge, I would actually probably expect to see Mariner get that position. If not, Boimler may be coming back from the Titan to get that position, but I don't see that happening. I do expect that we will get Boimler back on the Cerritos after being promoted at the end of the last episode to the Titan. I'm not really sure how that will happen, but it will be interesting to see if that does happen. I could see him staying on the Titan, especially if the actor who plays Boimler is getting really busy, Jack Quaid, because I know he does the Voids and he does all kinds of other things, so I could definitely see it being a situation where maybe he wants to be a more part-time situation, so that if he's on the Titan, they don't have to have him in every episode. But we'll have to see where that goes. I really enjoyed Eugene Cordero's position, or portrayal of the way he portrayed Ensign Samantha and Rutherford. Rutherford was probably one of my favorite characters. Between him and Tendi, his and Tendi's relationship was fantastic this season. It was sad seeing him lose all of his memories, all of his long-term memories at the end of the season when his implant got ripped out. Because for Shax to save him at the end of the last episode for the last season. But we'll see where they go with that next season as well. Noel Wells did excellent as Devonta Tendi. I really like Tendi. Tendi is probably my favorite character this season. She's so cute. I can't wait to see more from Tendi. Dr. Tiana, I loved her portrayal. On there, the cat from the Star Trek animated series, Maurice. I can never say her name right. But anyway, Dr. Tiana, I really liked her portrayal of that race of character. We'll have to see where they go with her as well for the second season. As far as the second season goes, I feel like the second season will be out here pretty soon. I don't imagine it's going to take more than 6 months to get the second season out, since Mike McMahon's already said they're working on it. I would imagine they probably already have it written, and they're probably just at this point trying to figure out best recording options during the pandemic. Hopefully this pandemic will be over within the next 6 months, but I really don't see that happening. Anyway, thank you guys for everybody for listening to my podcast. I really, really appreciate it. I know these podcasts are short. That's intentional. I don't like talking a whole lot. I've been working in call centers since 2001, 2002 off and on, so I don't really like talking on the phone or doing a whole lot of talking in general. So I do like to keep the podcast short. Also, yeah, I just really like to keep the podcast short. I really do appreciate everybody listening to this podcast, everybody who enjoys it. Please leave reviews if you have access to Apple Podcasts. I know it's not easy for everybody to leave reviews, so I don't push it like all the other podcasts do, but I do appreciate everybody who follows me on Twitter. Thank you for everybody out on Twitter. Some other podcasts you can also check out on Twitter. This Week in Trek is excellent. Strange New Podcast is a good podcast to listen to. What else we got here? One second. It's Got a Trek is a good one. Too Young for This Trek is also an excellent one. The Nerd Trek podcast is also a really good podcast to listen to. Let's see here. Make sure I don't leave anybody out here. Starfleet Underground is also an excellent podcast to check out if you haven't already checked them out. Open Channel is a really good one as well. It's a great way to meet people and get their Star Trek stories. But anyway, I mean, that's probably really all I have for today. I am looking forward to Star Trek Discovery. Season 3 starts tomorrow. Will be interesting to see where they go with for season 3. I will be recording podcasts for each new episode for season 3. It's going to be a little bit different than how I've been doing this with Star Trek Lower Decks, because it's really hard to do episode by episode breakdown of Lower Decks, because they just throw so many callbacks, and there is just hard to do catch all of them. But with Star Trek Discovery, I will be doing a more episode by episode review when it comes out starting tomorrow. So look for that podcast probably Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, maybe sooner, depending on how things are going for me. I really don't know. I really don't have a set schedule. It's just whenever I feel like I want to record a podcast. But thank you again for everybody who listens to this. Everybody have a great day, and thank you. Bye.